Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have the head coach of the Newton Girls Cross Country Team, Rochelle Tipton. And Rochelle, thanks for spending time with us. You had a few practices so far. How things are going?
Getting this first week taken care of, and it's been going good. Team has a lot of big goals, so just getting them pushed and getting them going.
Now, the weather hasn't been real bad so far, but you do have to, especially when you're just starting out, be very mindful of that, right?
Yeah. Definitely have to be mindful. We do typically kind of still go in the mornings this first week, just because it can still be really hot in the afternoon, but we'll go to afternoons next week because we got to start getting ready and used to that for after school and when school gets going. So.
Yeah, well, your first meet's the 28th, I understand?
Yep, first meet's the 28th up at Marshalltown at the community college course, and it's been a couple years since we've been there. It's gotten canceled because of heat, so we'll see if we go back this year.
Yeah, is it a pretty good course to start out the season with for these kids?
Yeah, I think it's a really kind of fun and neat course and very kind of true cross country. They created it as a course, and so it's around a little pond and in through some trees, and so it's pretty scenic.
How many teams usually show up for that? Oh, I know goodness. You said it's been a few years since you've been there, but
I honestly don't remember. I want to say it's maybe like six or so. It's not a huge meet.
All right. So talk about this year's team. I know you got a returning state qualifier last year. Audrey Muckler will be back. So expect big things out of her, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know she's wanting to get back to state. So we've got a good squad and a good some good experience coming back. So unfortunately, one of our seniors has been coming back from surgery, and so is still not quite running yet, but is still going to be a great leader and captain. But our other senior has had varsity experience, and then with our juniors, most of them have had varsity experience at some point in their careers. So we've got a lot of experience in our upperclassmen, a lot of good leadership, and then our sophomore class is really strong, really solid. I feel like there's going to be some flip-flopping around, especially with those 6-7 kind of 8-9 spots, because they're all pretty close and pretty ready for the season. So
you have some decisions to make throughout the year then.
I do believe that's going to happen. But I also think that's going to help keep this team strong and keep them improving and keep them growing, because they're going to all just want to keep making those battles. So
pushing each other.
And that's the big thing, you know, that we talk about too, is, you know, make sure that when those switches happen that it just, you know, garners improvement and goodwill toward each other, and it's not resentment or drama.
With the tennis switching to fall, did you have anybody that you were expecting to run that decided to go out for tennis?
We with a couple of incoming freshmen, I know that there was one that we had done cross country at middle school, and you know, but is also a big tennis person, and so, you know, made that tennis choice. And then there was another one too, hadn't realized yet that the tennis had made the switch, and so was ready to come out and ready to go. And then all of a sudden I get an email like, I'm so sorry. It's like, I understand. It's like, darn, but I understand. It happens.
So kind of what's kind of the goals you set for the early part of the season as far as, you know, training and what have you?
Early part of the season, a lot of that is just miles and getting them to trust and believe and buy into getting, you know, that mileage under their belt. You know, if you can go 6, 7, 8 miles, it's going to make your 3 miles feel short and a lot easier and a lot faster. But then on the other side of that too, getting the speed and just some kind of pure speed too, so that way you can find that switch in a race to make a pass, sort of finish strong. And so kind of the balance on both ends there, but they're both super important. So.
I imagine some of the kids who just come out and, you know, they say, well, okay, cross country, I don't know how long. And then you say, well, let's run this one. That's a little shocking to them, isn't it?
I think for some it can be a little bit, because they're like, oh, I mean, sometimes it's even, you know, getting them to come out and understand that you can race 3 miles and you will be fine. But then, yeah, once you kind of like, nope, now we've got to start kind of, you got to go beyond that, because it's going to make that feel even faster and better. So,
Conference-wise, you know, we always talk about how little Hawkeye Conference is loaded, and I assume that's the case this year.
As far as I know, it's still going to be loaded with top teams in the state in their respective classes. I mean, Pella's coming back as state champs. DCG and Norwalk were both placed tie at state meet. Indianola typically has a good team. So our, you know, goal when it comes time for that, you know, we got some time, so that's kind of nice, you know, keep building on the season. But when it gets there, it's just, you know, go compete what you can and be as close as you can to them. I mean, if we're not going to beat them, how close can we keep that point spread? So.
And then, you know, keep motivating the team too. Say, don't get discouraged about that, you know.
Right,
It's about individual improvement, right?
Yep. And, you know, competing against those schools and that kind of competition is only going to help when we get to state qualifying, which is our, you know,
big goal.
Big goal, so. Okay.
Well, we wish you best of luck in the season. Anything else you want to say about this year's team before we let you go?
I just keep an eye on them. I know, like I said, they have big goals, and so here we go.
Season's off and running, so to speak.
Right. Yes.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you for joining us again today. Rochelle Tipton, head coach of the Newton Girls Cross Country Team, joining us on today's Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.